So my wife and I are just sitting down to our seats. It's about 9 o'clock on Saturday night. And this is it, kind of wrapping up our celebration of our anniversary weekend by going to the Bruno Mars concert. And then we get a text. And it's an SOS text. And it's from Franzia. I would like to read it to you quickly. She sends it out to all of us, by the way. We're all on the group text.
Yeah.
So,
well, we've been group texting earlier because you were sending us pictures of who you were eating with. And right. Stuff. So we were just all chatting.
We do this a lot. There's a group text between everybody on the show. So the first one says, okay, so how would one leave a date without being a bleep asking for a friend?
We've all been there. We've all been there.
Yeah, we just talked about it. You Irish goodbye.
So, like, I'm going to be honest. I was a bottle of wine in at this point because we had been out to dinner before the show. So I just write back 911.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
My response, do not disturb.
You guys are helpful.
Salton doesn't even respond.
So no. That's what I did. There's a feature on there in a group text. Oh, and sure. I was like, because I was at a wedding and I'm like, you know, nope, I'm done.
So then.
Yeah, I sent him my funny picture. I'm out for the night.
Yep. Franzia, that's it. That's all I did.
Franzia follows up with a help, SOS. Producer Mike responds, just tell Tim, who is our web guy, Sal called and needs you to do a late night traffic report at the radio station.
Not on a date with Tim, for the record.
That was earlier in the day.
Yeah, that was lunch.
So Kennedy, she comes in with the real friendship help.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to call with an emergency. And at that point, what do you do?
Well, so I just waited. I was going to call right then, but then I was sort of like waiting. And then she goes, yep, I need you to pull the trigger. So at this point, I'm at a gig. Tommy Lee had his gig that night.
Yeah.
And they only play for like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's about to start. And I'm like, I'm not going to miss this for a fake thing. So I run outside with my phone. He's like at the drumsticks in his hand. Like, what are you doing? I'm like,
I'll be right back.
So I run outside.
It's
and I'm
a
like,
girl thing.
Franzia, do you need my help? Do you need me to act mean? And she goes, no, I walked away from the table. I'm like, all right, well, mean stuff. You have to come to work. Blah, blah, blah. Click. Here's my address where I am. Come and have a beer with us.
Mm-hmm.
Click. So then the band starts, and then she calls.
Yeah.
So like they're in the middle of the second song, and I have to run into the bathroom to talk to her.
Okay, let's get to why this date was going so bad. What was happening on this date that it was going so bad?
He was very nice, but
the kiss of death.
It's just so boring. And
so this warranted interrupting Kennedy's night and trying to get her to save you?
Okay, right, that's why we're here.
Hold on. You're at a wedding. I'm on an anniversary date.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that, but like at this point, you know, it's on Kennedy because I did the do not disturb. So
I was
this
happy
point,
to help. I really was.
Yeah.
But it's what you do for your friends.
Yep. We're all talking. Everyone was chiming in, so I thought, why not?
So she gets to the bar where we are. I'm like, what can I get for you? She goes, alcohol!
Where do you know this guy from?
The internet.
Was this your first date?
Yeah.
And you couldn't have just faked a phone call? Like, you couldn't have just walked away and be like, oh, I got to take this? Because you were getting texts from us. You could have been like, oh, I got to go take this.
No, you have to make it believable.
No, yeah, it's believable. You walk away, and that's what you did. You walked away from the table. Then you were talking to Kennedy, but you could have just pretended not to talk to
her. Yeah, but the phone had lit up and actually rung.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's a text. You could be like, oh, I got to return a text. Somebody said call me. It's my friend.
I didn't think that one all the way through.
Yeah.
Thanks, Salt.
You don't think he
knew? You know, it would have been helpful should we had this information that night.
We'll do better next time, Salty. We'll do better next time.
Oh, my God.
We appreciate your help.
After the fact.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you actually called her.
Yeah, sure. It needed to be
and
done.
And then she came over, had a drink with us, right? And then went out and met
like,
her friends.
When I get a save me, that means save me, this guy is getting gropey or this guy is getting, you know, belligerent. This guy is boring.
Okay, yeah, got up and left.
I have very really few nights off, and I'm not going to spend my entire night being bored to death.
In Worcester.
Exactly.
Yeah, but again, that doesn't warrant an emergency.
How long before you knew when you were sitting at the table that you were...
25 minutes.
And that was, you were done.
So at minute 26, then you're like, all right, well, this was great. I got an early day tomorrow. I'll see you later.
I'm bad at that.
Oh
yeah, me
God.
Too. I'm just better at blaming it on something fake.
Does he know what you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
So he's aware of this
like
now.
Like I said, no, he's very nice, but it was just not... It just was not working, so we just needed to not be there anymore.
Okay. All right.
Fun times.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.